Where in the Bible will I find something about taking an oath? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Many today take swearing an oath very lightly. They swear to this and to that, even swearing to the name of God, not knowing that this is condemned in God's Word. One person talked about, when he was a young man, taking an oath to join the Masonic Lodge. He had to take many oaths in that lodge. One of these was, quote, "I most solemnly swear without any equivocation, mental reservation, or secret evasion of mind whatsoever, binding myself under no less a penalty than that of having my body severed in twain, my bowels taken from thence and burned to ashes, and the ashes scattered to the four winds of heaven, so that no trace or remembrance may be had of so vile and perjured a wretch as I, should I ever knowingly or willingly violate this my sacred obligation as a master mason." The man said, due to these oaths and the denominational beliefs in this lodge and others, it was impossible for a Christian to be a member of these lodges and a Christian at the same time. He said, of course, after reading and studying his Bible, it became very clear that he could not be a Christian and a Mason too. So, as one can only be saved in Christ and not in the Masonic Lodge, he said he obeyed the Lord's command, "To come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" 2 Corinthians 6:17-14. Our Lord said, "I say unto you, swear not at all. Let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil." Matthew 5:34-37. Read James 5:12 also. Now the judicial affirmation to tell the truth can be taken without disobeying this commandment. A Christian's word is his or her bond. If one's word is no good, why would an oath make it any more binding?